This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
It's quite normal for new guests or friends of the Paracast to be asked what kind of mic they're using. And it's so frequent that they're using blue mics. Like I have a blue Yeti. And Randall has a blue Snowball. And our special guest, Brian Bonner, has a blue Snowball. And they're getting free advertising, which isn't too fair, but that's how life goes. But Blue also is just bought out by Logitech. So I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they will give up their professional mics. Because Logitech, you know, gaming and advanced input devices, a lot of stuff.
Blue, they dominated the market because they just gave us a half-decent mic you could plug directly into your USB port.
I like the Yeti because it's a better-sounding mic, no criticism, and it's got a mute switch.
Right, and I'm imagining that one's also direct to USB, right?
Yes, direct to USB. They do have a Blue Yeti Pro, which can be used direct to USB or with XLR connectors to an external mixer. But lately, I have not been using the external mixer because I reached a point where we're getting the same sound. The mixer gives me better flexibility in muting, but the mute switch is pretty quiet on this mic. So why am I doing that? Why are we talking about this? Well, we're talking to new friend of the show, Brian Bonner. He's associated with the Rocky. Let me get this correct here so we get confused here. It's a long name. It is the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society. Is there an acronym for that?
No, it's an initialism because you can pronounce an acronym. So the long answer is no.
By the way, he's got a shirt, custom shirt. So let me ask you, Brian, you are really kind of a jack of all trades in terms of paranormal. But what led you from a normal life, if you had a normal life, to being interested in the paranormal?
Well, I always tell people that it was pretty much bad choices and lots of alcohol. But realistically, I'll say it in a way that I always do. I blame my mother. When I was growing up, she really loved horror movies. And she wanted somebody to watch them with her, but I was really way too young to be doing that. So she made me watch them with her and explained how they worked and what they were and that they weren't real. You know, this is how the effects are done, sort of a thing. And as I got older, I was watching all of these same types of films, but they were now starting to say based on a true story, inspired by actual events. And that got me confused because I grew up learning that it was all make-believe, and then all of a sudden it's real. So I initially set out to find out what the truth behind that was, and it just kind of led its way into paranormal research.
Just to show a connection here very slightly, the person who was responsible for the beginnings of my interest, mostly in sci-fi, but it led to UFOs, the person responsible was my late brother, Wally. That's Wallace H. Steinberg, and if you want to know who he was, he has a New York Times obituary. He was a big deal in Big Pharma. One of the early Big Pharma people, and died too young, like 23 years ago. In any case, when I was a kid, and he was 11 years older than I, he would tell me horror stories, and he'd play the old shows on the radio, The Shadow and everything. I think he wanted to frighten me to death or something. But here I am. I'm still here. So maybe it had the reverse effect. That's how I got involved. But when you went into the working world, did that influence your final decision or what?
Well, what really influenced it as far as being able to justify what I was doing was the fact that it seemed to be all of my education, all of my interests seemed to be things that I could apply to the field. And since then, I've actually learned tons more. But that's really where the working aspect of it came from. You know, for example, I went to college for photography. And that's a great thing to have when you're getting into this field of research.
What kind of work do you do?
Well, now I do nothing related to it. I work for a utility company. But, you know, sometimes it's all about the money.
Can you give us maybe a couple of examples of how your experience with photography has helped you in your investigation with the paranormal?
Well, it definitely initially what would happen is people were bringing forward all sorts of things saying, you know, here is my ghost picture. Here is what I believe is some sort of proof of the paranormal. And what would happen is me not knowing any better about anything paranormal would look at it from a completely photographic standpoint and go, oh, hold on a minute. I know what that is. Being able to go in and try and help people explain any just normal photographic anomalies. And over the years, it's been helpful because especially with, you know, 20 years of looking at, you know, people's ghost pictures, it's nice to be able to say, okay, this, you know, this may have been what caused it. It might not necessarily be a ghost. So let's take a look and see what it might be.
All right, so you're looking at ghost pictures. Of course, we've all seen all those crazy reality shows where they have photos of ghosts or maybe mysteriously enough when the cameras show up. The ghosts take the cue as if they're performers, live performers, and they make themselves visible, at least for the sake of the producers. Do you get much in the way of UFO pictures?
They seem to come in waves. What I've noticed over the years is interest in paranormal topics seems to be cyclical about things. For a while, it's UFOs, then it's cryptids, then it's ghosts. UFOs were really hot probably 6 or 7 years ago. And it's starting to come back now. I'm starting to see a little bit, but it's definitely slowed down over the past few years.
So for your purposes, how would you define the word paranormal?
Anything that's a really good question. Anything that's at least assumed to be unexplainable, unexplained. Something that, you know, everything, for the most part, that's under science right now at one point probably would have been labeled paranormal because we didn't understand it. And I really think that's where the paranormal falls, is it's things that we just haven't either come up with an explanation for or are mislabeling something. Because technically everything should be normal, natural. So saying something supernatural to me just means that we don't really understand it right now.
Okay, that's fair enough, because there's so many different interpretations of what it means, but you seem to be a very rational person, someone who's looking at the phenomena from a skeptical and critical thinking perspective. So getting our terms defined at the beginning is probably one of the best ways to start the conversation.
Well, and one of the things that, and it's made it terribly difficult over the years, is trying to keep some sort of a scientific protocol to it, which in this field is darn near impossible. But, you know, if we're going to be accepted with whatever results we come up with in the rest of the world, we need to be able to legitimately say we've applied, you know, the scientific method to it. We've tested things. We've ruled out all the other possible answers. And in doing that, unfortunately, it does knock out a lot of things that would be considered evidence otherwise.
You know, I'm going to ask you some more questions about that, me and Randall, as we progress. Our guest is someone we call a new friend of the show. How's that? Everybody's a friend of the show until they attack us behind our back. Some do. Most are friends still. Brian Bonner of the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society. We'll learn more about that, too. More to come with Gene and Brian and Randall, you're in
the Feralcast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You know, it still sounds like Princess Bride. Remember? In Princess Bride, somebody was trying to sound like a ghost or something. And that's how it goes. That's an interesting question, too, Brian. Do you find people faking ghost reports? Obviously, in terms of UFOs, most photos are just lights in the sky, so they could be anything. And frankly, I think you might agree, the ones that show a lot of specific things are more apt to be fake. In terms of ghost photographs or things that supposedly are showing apparitions, Brian, do you see a lot of fakery there?
I don't see as many fakes as I do misunderstandings. And the reason I say that is most when they go ghost hunting, that's literally what they're doing is going ghost hunting. So they're looking for the ghost. They're not looking for whatever the explanation may be, ghost or otherwise. So when you're trying to interpret, and photographs are a great example, something that you may not be an expert in, anything that's unexplainable becomes that ghost that you're looking for. So I see that more than I do fakes. Now, with the advent of the ghost app on cell phones, that's definitely been a thorn in the side because I'm constantly looking at pictures that people have obviously created in their phone. And they're saying, look, we finally captured a ghost. It's like, no, you use this app. So I have to buy all of the apps and keep the ghosts on file to know what people are faking.
Tell me more about the ghost app. Is that something I can download from my iPhone?
There are probably, I'm going to say about 24 apps that you can get for your iPhone that are add a ghost to my photograph. And they share a lot of the same ghosts. Some of them are so over the top, you could never accept them. One of the things that I think is interesting is even though they're taking a color photograph, the bulk of the images that they use in these ghost apps are black and white. So that's kind of a good give. And it's not limited to ghosts. They actually have UFO apps. They have some apps that'll drop a Bigfoot into your picture. And, you know, they're for entertainment. People are trying to, you know, put them forward as evidence to mess with people.
How about stuff like orbs, where they have the sort of like soap bubble type things that people are calling apparitions, sometimes with reflections in them? Or how is that explained photographically?
Well, there's that's one of the things that really got me into it because I was looking at those and they seemed to be something I'd encountered outside of paranormal. And pretty much explained it away at that point. But in looking at the history of photography, pre-digital photography, you didn't see a lot of, you know, quote, orbs. And the reason being, back even when, you know, we were doing ghost hunting with film, you were really particular about how you took a photograph because it cost a lot of money every time you pulled that shutter button. And you'd actually think about it. Is this picture going to turn out? Have I got it framed right? Now people go into conditions that the camera really wasn't designed to work in the first place and get bizarre results. And those bizarre results, once again, seem to equal ghosts most of the time.
Well, of course, if it's bizarre, it has to be a ghost.
Well, of course. Now, the thing is, a lot of things can cause the what people would refer to as orbs. I hate to use the word dust because it's such a statement, but dust is a portion of it. Any type of airborne particulate, and if you don't think that there's any type of dust floating in the air, grab a laser and take a look at the beam. If you can see the beam, there's something floating in the air. It's just that we don't notice it. We're so used to it, and it's not illuminated with a really bright light or a flash while we're looking.
So that's like for maybe people who haven't used a laser, sometimes, say, if you're in a dark room and you just open the window just a crack, you'll get the shaft of light coming in, and you can see all the dust floating around in the air. That kind of an effect.
Absolutely. In fact, if you're ever at a movie theater, just look back at the projection booth and watch the beam coming out of the booth.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
You know, let me ask you something here quickly in terms of effects. In the presentation this week, ladies and gentlemen, by Tim Cook and crew at Apple with the new iPhone XS and XS Max, they were showing you advanced editing features for your photographs, for your movies, in addition to iMovie. I mean, you can do extraordinary things, almost professional, on iPhone In fact, the famous director Steven Soderbergh, what does he do? He shoots motion pictures on iPhones.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. With cell phones, it's been possible, but it's getting much, much better. But anybody that has pretty much any skill whatsoever can find a way to edit video and photos on their computer. It's so simple. And I'll give you an example. The first time that I ever tried faking a UFO or a ghost photograph was in the, I'm going to say, early 90s. And they were pretty successful jobs. And this was when things like Photoshop were just starting to come out. So as long as you had access to the equipment, and it doesn't have to be really high-end equipment, it can be done very easily.
Let me tell you here, you can get an iPhone 10, the new one, the 10X. You can probably lease it from AT&T Next and other services for about $40 a month. It has all these tools free on it.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are some other apps out there that are free or extremely cheap that even in video, you can add UFOs to your videos. You can add just all sorts of things, not just the stills. That's where it's gone now. I mean, I can have Bigfoot run across the front of the screen, or I can have a UFO landing in the background of my video. And to the untrained person, there's no way for them to not have a reason to think that it's real, especially when the source is coming to you saying, look what I saw last night. Look what I finally captured on film.
Yeah, some of it looks so real that I've got a little bit of experience with it, but I have to actually research it and go and try and cross-reference the clip and find out how it was made and who it was made by, and then I might find, oh, this was a demo reel for a movie that was to be made in Japan or some foreign country that is just leaked out onto the internet and is completely special affected. But I would have no way to know. There's no little lines around it. It looks like it's part of the scene. It all seems to make sense. How is the average person supposed to be able to differentiate between those and the real thing, if there is such a thing?
You know, let's hold that question, the answer to it, from Brian to our next segment, okay? Brian, Gene Randall, you're in.
The Horrorcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Heavy rain continues to threaten the Carolinas. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says North Carolina's old record for rainfall was 24 inches from Floyd nearly 20 years ago.
We have already broken that record. The new one stands at 30 and a half inches, and that number is only going to go up. Widespread amounts still expected to be about 6 to 12 inches. The locations are beginning to change. Now you're starting to have that concern for the heavier rain for places places like Raleigh, Columbia, and even Charlotte, North Carolina. And then even as you head into those mountain areas, places like Asheville, Hickory, those locations are now going to start to get a lot of that heavy rain.
More than 800,000 people remain without power in North Carolina. And Governor Roy Cooper says a little more than 20,000 people are staying at 150 shelters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
That echo is overwhelming you, Randall. In fact, I think you lost an echo chamber. Now, I'll give you an anecdote of that. Paul McCartney, in his Rolling Stone interview, pointed out that in the early days of the Beatles in the 60s, they didn't have digital effects, okay, before digital. So they had physical echo chambers in the studio. And he and his other compatriots, his three other Beatles, would go into one of these echo chambers, huddle in the corner and smoke, the substance mentioned indirectly and got to get you into my life. That's what it's about.
Well, my mic's not digital. It's not even electronic. It doesn't even have a battery. That's my echo mic.
Yes. Well, and have you ever actually seen a mechanical reverb? It has a microphone on one end, a speaker on the other, and between the two, it has springs that vibrate as you talk.
Exactly. That's what this thing has. It's got a little spring inside of it.
Yep.
And that's what gives it its sound. That's now that everybody massive. Knows. And it only costs, I think, about $1.50.
And it sounds like it's worth every penny of it. I promise you. Got to lay back on it. I can barely understand the other part. Randall, you asked a question before the last segment. Maybe recap it slightly and give Brian a chance to respond.
Sure. How is the average person supposed to be able to differentiate between these high-quality fakes and the real thing?
That's the problem, is you can't. It takes somebody that either A, has a long history of looking at things, so you can at least come up with a suspicion of where to look or how to examine it. One of the things that's kind of nice with especially the still stuff, but even video at this point, is the cameras and the software throw a lot of data onto that file. So when somebody sends me an image and says, "What do you think about this?" Well, in the old days, before digital, it was rather hard to say, I know exactly what happened when you took this. But now I can crack open your file and say, I know you took it at this date, at this location, with these settings. So I can start putting the pieces together to say, well, this might be what caused it. And those pieces of metadata can be modified, though. I have software that I can, you know, absolutely fake a photograph and then go in and change it so it looks like it hasn't been modified. So you've got to watch out for that, too. So it's unfortunately become a world where your evidence, whatever it may be, is only as credible as the people that you're getting it from.
You have in your bio, it says that you've got experience with deception detection. What is that exactly?
Imagine, let's say, interrogation techniques. When you're talking to people to determine, are they telling you the truth? And I've taken several courses on that in order to not necessarily see if people are telling me the truth as far as, you know, did they believe it? Or are they telling me a third party story? And do they believe what they're telling me? So just the whole belief behind it. If somebody comes to me and I know for a fact that they're making stuff up, it makes it a lot quicker of a case. And the other thing that you run into is people tend to escalate the stories. So if you go to somebody's house and they say, well, we've been hearing, you know, weird, what sounds like footsteps around the house. And you may be able to say, well, we've discovered down in the crawl space that you have loose pipes and a water heater, and every time it kicks on, it sounds like somebody walking down the hallway. They'll ramp it up to the next step, and they'll say, but what about this? And you say, okay, well, about this. And they work their way up to the point where the walls were bleeding the night before. And there's two things. Number one, if that was really happening, that probably would have been your starting argument. But also, it's helpful to be able to see people just tend to add to stories naturally. I mean, it's not even something that you intentionally do.
So it's more of an interpersonal skill than it is with the technical. So you've got the cameras, the technical equipment on one side, and then you've got the actual in-person interview.
Absolutely. And honestly, I think while the psychological side of things isn't something that we can put forward as true evidence, it's a great way to at least start looking towards what that evidence may be. And knowing that somebody's telling you the truth, even if they're misinterpreting something, is a much better start. And using critical thinking, I think, is much more important than any tool you can use.
So critical thinking, that's a really important thing. I'm a big fan of that myself. Here on the Paracast, I'm a big fan of critical thinking as well. And here on the Paracast, one of our mottos is separating the signal from the noise. And critical thinking, I think, is a really excellent tool for doing that. How do you define critical thinking for your purposes?
For our purpose is, let me give you an example here. When there's two general schools of people not using critical thinking. You have the cynics who don't believe in absolutely anything. They could have a Bigfoot jump out in front of them and they would say, no, it's a fake. You have the other side, which I'll call the non-believing cynics, the believing cynics, or just flat out believers, that regardless of what kind of a rational explanation, they're always going to fall back on the paranormal explanation. What we try to do is stay right in the middle on the skeptical, and I know it's a bad word, but skeptic means that you're open to all interpretations until you can come up with a, you know, rational explanation or a reasonable explanation. And trying to keep that mindset is very difficult. We've actually come up with a thing that we call the chart of how to not be stupid. What that is, are you familiar with Occam's razor?
Yes.
So, well, for those that don't, to make it a quick one, the Occam's razor is a scientific axiom that says, all things considered, the simplest explanation is usually the correct one. So when you're looking at a case and they say, I was sitting in my bedroom and I heard something at the window scratching, you have to start with the rational, commonly explainable things before you jump to the paranormal explanation. You have to say, well, is there a tree outside the window? Was there a dog outside the window? Is it possible there's wildlife? You have to go through all of these things before you can even start to consider any type of a paranormal explanation. The problem that you run into is, while you may go through all of what you think are the logical explanations, if you talk to more people, it seems like it's a gulp that keeps moving away from you because you're like, oh, I didn't think about that. Let's look at this explanation. Oh, well, I didn't think about this. Let's try that. So being able to go into some place with a completely open mind and not keep your own personal biases with you, too. I mean, the two explanations that I would have are if you go into a house after you've gone to 20 investigations that nothing has happened, you are pretty cynical in what you're doing. You're like, there's just no such thing as ghosts. I don't know why I'm doing this anymore. Or you go into this creepy old mansion that's been abandoned for a year and has all these ghost stories attached to it. And it's the other way. You're like, how could this place not be haunted? So using that critical thinking to apply just common sense to things is really, I think, the most important part.
The most important part right now is the break. For a few pieces of business, and then back with Brian and Gene and Randall. Randall, lay back a bit on the echo. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The almost echo-free Randall. Brian,
yep.
Among you've obviously uncovered fakes, in terms of ghost photos, which we talked about earlier, are you aware or have you encountered any ones that you just can't figure out the explanation for?
Not really. I mean, there are some that... Imagine somebody handing you a picture where there's just like an extra person in the photograph. And they say that person absolutely wasn't there when the photograph was taken. My answer is, okay. I can't tell you that they were there. But by all aspects of looking at the picture and what I know about it, there was somebody there when the picture was taken. So it falls back into something that I kind of hold near and dear, but both sides really hate me using the word, is a personal experience. And I think that's one of the things that really keeps us going is you, me, everybody have probably had at least a handful of personal experiences that we just haven't been able to come up with a rational explanation for completely. And that's amazing. And as long as it wasn't something that's horrifying you, that's beautiful. Hold on to it. Keep it. Not everybody gets to have that one. So it's a hard call.
Can you tell us about some cases that where some other paranormal investigators have got it horribly wrong?
It usually starts like this. It's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and my phone rings. And it's some person crying on the other end of the phone saying, I am so sorry we didn't contact you to start with, but we just had another team out here. They verified that the house has, insert here, demons, ghosts, whatever. And they left and said that they can't really do anything about it. Now what do we do? At that point, there's no way to do a legitimate investigation. And even if we were able to come up with any kind of rational explanation as to what it was, they've already been told by somebody who unfortunately has been perceived as an expert that they have whatever the problem may be. So that's usually how it starts. And we've had a lot of cases that, and I hate going down this path, but I always end up there. One of the current trends over probably the past, I'm going to say 10, maybe a little less years, is for families that have some sort of a relationship problem, usually including physical or psychological abuse, blame it on paranormal phenomena. And when you have a group go in that has never had to deal with any kind of psychology, they go, well, yeah, ghosts cause that sort of thing, or demons make people fight with each other and don't look towards the actual psychological aspects of it. We've had a few cases that we've had to get law enforcement involved because the abuse was so bad. And other paranormal groups had gone in and said, you know, well, it's not you, it's the demon. And when in fact it was just a big case of the devil made me do it.
And they're just using that as an excuse in your assessment.
Absolutely.
In order to, right.
Absolutely.
And I imagine this could also extend to cases where maybe people assume that this is the case. They're not necessarily abusing anyone, but maybe they might have some kind of medical problem, like maybe epilepsy or something like that.
Well, and that's actually a really good example. Let me twist a bit of the story to explain what you just said there. We had a case, and it's really a sad case, where there was a very young child who, because of its the way that it was acting, the things that the parents were saying this child was doing, we said, this kid has epilepsy. They're showing all of the signs of it. Get them to a doctor. And a long, 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 long story kind of cut short is we ended up kind of walking away from this case because there were a lot of major psychological problems with the people involved. But years later, it turns out that this young child not only did have epilepsy, but they never took it to the doctor. Eventually, this child ended up, I would say bedridden, but was living between the parents' bed and a cat litter box in a pretty much vegetative state because of untreated epilepsy. And that's one of the things is a lot of our cases have ended up with things like this, and it's sad, but at the same time, it's gotten to the point where somebody calls us. It used to be, I just don't want to deal with this because I know what's going to happen. And now it's a case of, we need to deal with this because if somebody else deals with it that doesn't have the critical thinking skills to deal with it, they're only going to, you know, encourage whatever it is that's this family may be doing and make it worse.
You sound like actually a breath of fresh air in the field. As you were saying, I think back at the beginning, you had the sudden revelation that maybe some of this is real, and you looked into the television programming and started to discover that there's these people out there who have been watching a lot of television, but that a lot of it consists of, say, docufiction or the like, where, you know, bits and pieces and half-truths and emphasizing or overemphasizing things, sensationalizing people's stories just to make a buck, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, kind of two parts to that. One of the cases that I use as an example of that is we went to a house that the family was pretty much insistent that there was something going on in the younger son's room. And when we got there, I said, okay, well, we can talk about this. Can we get the kids out of the room? Because I don't want them any more scared than they are. And they're like, oh, no, no. We talk about this sort of stuff all the time. Like, okay, well, your call, you're the parents. So when we started talking about it, I said, so what do you think is going on in this child's room? And the mother said, so have you ever watched that TV show Paranormal State? I said, well, a couple of times it, you know, plays out as a comedy. I can deal with that. And she said, well, the same demon that's following the lead investigator around is in my child's room. Deadpan serious. And I said, you know, you guys watch a lot of paranormal television, don't you? She says, we watch it all the time. Every night we watch new shows. I said, okay, do me a favor. For a couple of weeks, maybe a month, stop watching them. Go outside, get some air, go to a movie, go hang out with some friends. Quit with the paranormal stuff. And that worked. But they were so convinced. And that's something that I've kind of seen happen across the board, is everybody watches these paranormal shows and takes them so seriously, they consider them to be training. And one of the things I use as an example, I've been on a handful of the paranormal TV shows. And docudrama, docusoap, these are all great explanations for them. There may be a handful of something possible reality in the background, but by the time you see it, it's entertainment.
So is there any of it that has actually something going for it? It sounds like sort of your view is that none of this really exists other than as a phenomenon that is misinterpreted or made up. So do you actually believe yourself that there is some genuine phenomena that is unexplainable and does exist and affects people's lives?
I'll give you a strange answer here. When going in to investigate any kind of a claim, we aren't really given the luxury of believing or not believing. You have to stay neutral. Now, on a personal level, I'm on the fence. I've had so many bizarre experiences that I haven't been able to come up with a rational explanation for yet. There's a possibility I will. And at the same time, you've got a lot of people out there making reports like this. You know, you have to cut through them one at a time to see, because even if one of them turned out to be real, how cool is that?
Brian, we've got Gene, we've got Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.